wish you could answer me, Mom. Mr. Atkins said he'd fail me if I was even a minute late again.
My mom
died a year and a half ago.
It's like sometimes I can feel her around me. Mom?
You have to be very careful. If you call out to one of the dead, all of them can hear you.
Why is there a sequel to this movie?
Because James Wan was a cash whore. Did he do the sequel? I don't even know. I know he produced this one, but fuck him. That dude's overrated. I'm sorry.
Well, his career's over with anyway now, so.
I don't know. He just got directed to Aquaman, so it doesn't look like his career's nowhere near over.
It's Aquaman.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's not like it's like Flash or Arrow, it's Aquaman.
Yeah. It'll make something. It'll do some insane stunts with water, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck James Wan. Fuck Insidious, man. I seriously hate this franchise with a fucking bat. People talking about Insidious 3 or, what do they call it, Chapter 3. It's like, okay, get the fuck out of here with that shit. All that means is there's gonna be a fourth one of this shit.
Okay, which one do you hate more, Paranormal Activity or Insidious?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I almost hate this one by default because people say it's the scariest movie since, like, the 80s horror movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So probably this one, just because people like it.
Yeah, I am totally with you because I hate Blumhouse. I hate, they are a bunch of fucking douchebags.
Thank you. And that first one, everybody keeps saying it was the most scariest thing I've ever saw. And I remember I watched it, they were just like, they didn't use jump scares. I was like, that whole movie is nothing but a jump scare. And then it gets silly at the end. You just look at it just like I asked you earlier before Skype was fucking up, is this franchise meant to be like a comedy?
There's elements that it could be comedy.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't think so. I think it's kind of like Quentin Tarantino says Django Unchained's not a comedy. It's kind of like the same line. It's kind of like the same lines.
The funny thing is about that, this franchise has three different directors on it, though. It has three different directors, and you couldn't tell if who it was done by, because honestly, they all look like the same goddamn movie.
Yeah, the only thing Chapter 3 has that the other two does not have is like it's got like the physical scares. Like, the first two had those stupid little jump scares, like the baby toy starts, like turns on without anyone around it.
Did they add that in the second one?
Yeah, when the baby stroller or whatever came into sight.
Yeah.
This one actually had, like, physical scares, like, the monster, I don't know what the fuck he was, the spirit entity grabbed the girl half the time. We'll talk about that entity, because I thought that was complete bullshit, too.
Oh, I'm sure you got a lot to talk about that entity, because that entity was some bullshit. Did you not laugh every time that thing came on the screen?
Well, yeah, because it's like a cancer patient, and it's like...
You know who I thought it was? I thought it was that dude from Mad Max with the mask on him. The villain, and also Bane next to the one.
That's what they were going for.
And he had where's the man with the mask, the breathing guy? I was like, are we seriously calling him that? Like, seriously?
We'll talk, because I'm going to go off on how they win.
Oh! People, if you thought this movie was taking a sci-fi element with astral projection shit, the way the movie ends, you're going to laugh. Yeah, I'm sorry, you ain't got help with laugh. I remember I said out loud, what the fuck? That shit blew my mind. But Z, I'm about to plot synopsis of this. This masterpiece.
Insidious Chapter 3 is about, it's a prequel to the first one. It's before the Lambert family. And we follow this girl named Quinn who wants to talk to her mom. And she visits Elise, who is from the first two. And won't, I don't know how to describe it. She won't do it because she's scared of the woman in black, or whatever it's called. Wrong movie.
The woman from the first movie, people, apparently, Elise, which, by the way, that made no damn sense, because they never brought that up in the first movie, that Elise knew who this woman was, and stuff like that.
Nope.
But apparently, the woman that was haunting Patrick, what's his name?
The real actor's name?
Yeah, the real actor. What the fuck was his name?
I think you're right, Patrick.
Well, I'm not blaming on his name.
Patrick Wilson,
yeah. The entity that was following Patrick Wilson, which was, by the way, was just a bitch and some cheap-ass makeup.
No, remember, it was a guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it was a guy. This guy that was haunting him apparently was haunting Elise and threatened to kill her. So, there's some tie-ins, because they show... this old man who comes from the second film, he comes in to talk to Elise at a restaurant diner, and he talks about Patrick Wilson and the boy and stuff like that. Those are some times and stuff like that. I'll go ahead and say, this movie's some bullshit, alright? This movie is some straight-up bullshit. Now, you know one thing? I never thought I'd be saying this, but at least I can say in the first film, at least the family felt like they had chemistry and that they were actually a family. In this movie... you don't give a fuck about none of these family members.
And way to eliminate the young son.
Oh, thank you. Like, when all this demon possession shit was going on, where the fuck was he at? And then he comes out of his room at the end of the movie, and you just go like, damn, I forgot all about
it. I live here? What happened?
Yeah, and then I like it, too. They just like, go stay at your friend's house and stuff like that. No, I want to be here, Dad. And it's like, just go stay here at your friend's house. I was like, that must have been the nicest fucking check you've ever had, boy.
Oh, yeah. And, well, he was there for the plot, because that's where we see Tucker and Spence. Because he shows his dad these... were they fake ghost hunters?
Yeah. They were just like those TV show ghost hunters that say they track down a ghost, but they really didn't just do it. Actually, I'll take that back. They don't want any more TV. They had a web series.
Yeah. Tucker, who had the fat guy, had a mohawk, and had a Masters, and had a He-Man t-shirt. I give that one a thumbs up, though.
I give them both a fuck you, because I remember when they got introduced in the first movie, I was just like, this is a goddamn joke now. This is seriously a goddamn joke.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe people taking this shit seriously, and then when they show up in this movie, I'm just like, I remember I rolled my eyes and just like, wait a minute, ain't them the same people? Oh, fuck me. I was like, good lord, now we really are going back to that first film. It really did feel like, and I hate to say it, but it felt like a Michael Bay Transformers film, where it just rehashed the same fucking plot from the first film, and he's just like sitting there looking like, damn, I'm watching the first film again, but with different actors that are actually worse.
Yeah, because Dermot Mulroney is probably the biggest name. I mean, I'm not saying he's A-list or nothing. He's the biggest, probably, name.
No, you're right. I mean, shit, who else would you compare him to in here as far as big name? Lynn Shay? it's her baby right here. Second fake Morgan Freeman? What do you want?
Who is second fake? Oh! The old man?
Yeah, the old black dude.
Yeah, what was his name? Carl, right?
Man, that was some bullshit right there. People, this movie actually found a way to introduce the mystical, magical bitch up in here. This Negro up there. Two of them too at that. I was just looking at that like, no, the fuck they did not that.
Well, it's because they gotta bring the black people in the movie.
It was stupid as shit because you got these old lady people, Morgan Freeman's wife in here.
Morgan Freeman.
Talking about, I see the man in your halls way. I hear the man's whispers in your intonations. I just looking at her like somebody gonna stop this black bitch right now. I swear, no. Please tell me this movie does not do that. And then I hear some people in the audience laugh, and I'm just like, I think this is supposed to be a comedy. But yet every time I watch one of these movies, someone tells me it's the most scariest thing they saw.
Yeah, I actually had some people, and they were like, oh, this is scary. I'm like, I was going to, after I saw them in the parking lot, I was going to run them over.
The world could do less without you people.
I am doing the world a favor.
You know what, the funny thing is, I didn't hear a single person in my audience jump or scream or anything. I was sitting... I had a lot of couples around me too, and I didn't hear any of the girls. Matter of fact, I want to say the girl in front of me and the one on my left, she actually just pushed the other seat up and kicked out, and I think she went to sleep on her boyfriend or some shit like that, because I didn't see her move after that whatsoever. And then I heard make a yawn noise or whatever. So I don't know. Personally, I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Well, it took what? Half hour, 45 minutes for one thing to happen?
And here's the thing, too, about this, the best thing about this whole movie is when she got ran over by that car. That shit was hilarious.
Because I went to this movie because, you know, I had to see it because I lost the Suicide Squad bet. So I did not see one trailer. I didn't know the plot. The only thing I knew was a prequel, and that was from you. So I knew nothing about this movie.
I think I saw one trailer months ago, and that was it. I haven't seen anything about that. I didn't know anything in this movie.
I'm not gonna lie. When she got hit by the car, I actually jumped because I wasn't expecting that.
I laughed. I was like,
"Bitch should have died."
I thought she was gonna die. I was just like, "Yes, victory!" And then someone looked at me and was just like,
"Oh, speaking of her, who is Stephanie Scott, can she be the blandest character?"
Oh my god, man, can we talk about characters in here? Everyone in here I thought was bland as shit. Maloney, he was fine for what he was doing, but they didn't give him enough to work with. It's almost as if he had one line and then they would just shove him off screen.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, "You gotta help me with your brother." He just changed that aspect.
Yeah. And then, like you said, Stephanie Scott, oh my god, she is bland. She is bland as shit, dude.
Yeah, I did not like her at all.
That's one thing you can at least say about the Rose Byrne and Patrick Wilson. At least they felt like they had some kind of chemistry or something like that in that film. I mean,
yeah.
At least they felt like a family. And here, it just felt like you stuck a bunch of people together and said, "Okay, pretend you're daughter, husband, father, and that's your brother over there," and stuff like that. And then, okay, this girl, at first it would take me a while to figure out how old she was. I was like, "How old is this girl?" And then we find out she's going on college, and I was like, "So she's 17, okay. Why the hell is she sitting up here talking about, my life is over. I messed up that audition, and I can't go to that school. You don't get it. It's over." I was like, "Bitch, there's like 2,000 other goddamn schools you could go to." I was just like, "Your life ain't over. Girl, you 17 years old." I was like, "That car hit you for a reason. It woke your ass up."
And they try to shoehorn a romantic thing with her. That they dropped like it was a fucking newspaper.
Man, they dropped that shit quick, dude. I was like, I love it because the father brings it up. He plays Sean Brenner in the film. He brings it up, and then next note, she's late at night. She can do a little knock, have fun with it, and then after that, that's it. You don't hear from this boy no more. You think he's gonna play a big part in the film, like he's gonna save her or something like that? But no, it just gets dropped. She gets dropped quickly. Just like everything else in the film. Just like her hot dog when she got ran over by that car.
Well, she should have been standing in the fucking road.
Yeah, serve that bitch right. But at the same time, you gotta say, she was standing in that road for a long time. That dude in the car must be getting his dick sucked or something.
Well, she was distracted because that the demon who can't breathe was waving at her.
Yeah, but at the same time, the dude that was driving the car, she was waving for a long time. He had to have seen her from a distance. I mean,
yeah.
Unless the demon was driving the car.
Would you be surprised?
That shit would have been hilarious. I wish they would have shown a picture of that demon giving a thumbs up like Batman did in Batman Forever.
Yeah, you're right.
That shit would have been hilarious. Because this demon's a bitch, dude. I mean, this demon is a diva. He's a queen diva because all he does is he'll walk around, he'll close some blinds. He's like, I like the dark. And then next thing you know, he'll grab her wheelchair and just throw that bitch out the chair and stuff. Be like, lay there. You just lay there. I'm a jump on your back and scare you. Arr. I'm just like, ain't nobody scared of your bony ass. Come on.
Yeah, it's like that. What's that time? He showed up in her room, knocked her off the bed, walked over, like, real slow, and you feel the whole time of him walking. He's walking real slow. Shuts the door, closes her computer, and she's screaming, and then the dad shows up. I'm like, what was the point of that, then?
Well, because he wanted to give her a massage.
Then she's in a neck brace, and she's sleeping on the couch?
He wanted to give her a massage. He's like, we got a lot of tension up here, girl. Let me break this out for you.
Yeah.
This is the most Karen demon I've ever seen. And then you got a subplot going on. I wouldn't even call it a subplot. It's almost a day. At one point, it damn near became the whole plot of the movie, which was Elise, Lynn Shane's character. You start finding out history about her. And I'm sitting there going like, I don't give a fuck about her husband.
And when she showed up in the first one towards the end, it's kind of like Poltergeist, how the little midget lady. Where she says, this house is clean. That's who I kind of see her as. And then she's in the second movie longer. Then she's in this movie. This movie's focused around her. I'm like, yeah, she's not an important character. It's like seeing a prequel of the Poltergeist about the lady. I'm like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, another thing, too, is like, how come in the first film she wasn't grieving over her husband?
Or even the second.
Oh, yeah, even the second. I forget, because the bitch lived somehow, even though she died in the first one, but she lived somehow. Because they're building, you know why? Because they can't get Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne no more, so they said, we're going to build this franchise around her.
This is what Patrick Wilson does now. He does these type of movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. Patrick, I mean, it's a shame because the guy is a talented actor.
Yes.
But it seems like these cheap ass. Hey, oh, you know what? That's another thing, too. I always say this about horror movies, they look cheap as shit, whatever, but I gotta say, this one probably looks the cheapest I've ever seen.
Where was the special effects?
I mean, and I'm even going back to the second one, and the first, and this one, all the creature designs in here look cheap as shit. I mean, they look like regular ass people with just some gray makeup on.
The only thing that looked cool is was that Quinn, when her face was like, flocked and she had no legs?
When the demon took her upstairs and threw her out the wheelchair?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was her because you see her looking like that at the end of the film, too. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe that was her earlier. She just saw a vision of herself. I thought that chick, when she first got knocked out of the wheelchair and then she would come over to no face, I thought they was going to have a threesome. I thought the demon was horny. Usually these demons are horny, so I just thought, like, he just wheeled her up there and just like, look, you gonna give me some ass right now. He's like, this bitch ain't got no eyes. I've been telling her to suck my dick for the longest, and she can't find it. So, you got eyes, get to work, and she can give me a foot job or something like that in the background or something like that. We can work something out here. But and then next you know, the dad comes up there, and you see that the demon, it can't have a dick because it was on the rag bleeding all over the carpet and shit. So.
Yeah. And the demon who lived upstairs...
Demon's a bitch.
I'm trying to think. What Lin Shay said, that he was an evil character who made people commit suicide.
For what?
Exactly.
Like I don't like. Like, when Elise goes into, and people, you're going to laugh at this shit, The Further, that's stupid. When they brought that out, I was just like, oh my god, dude, I'm reliving the fucking first movie again.
Shit, what should we call this? We'll call it The Further.
Further. I was just like, why does it sound like Leonard Nimoy is reading a biography right now from a special book or some shit like that? I mean, come on now. When she said that shit, I rolled my eyes. I was just like, nah, come on now. Let's be real about this shit. And then when they go into this, oh, by the way, you know what pissed me off about this movie? Now, I'm sorry to go off my point right here, but you know what really pissed me off about this movie? This bitch Elise kept saying, I need to use my gift. My gift. My bitch, you ain't got no gift. Okay? There's no gift.
Uh-huh.
This is some straight up bullshit right here. This bitch literally can just close her eyes and visit another dimension.
You're absolutely right.
When the hell did that get introduced? It's been in all three of the fucking films, but like, they make it seem so normal that anyone can do this shit that it's just like, y'all do know y'all living in the real world, right? This isn't a sci-fi film, nothing like that. I mean, I understand there's demons, but human beings shouldn't be able to just close their eyes and travel to other worlds and shit like that. No, now you're breaking a lot of rules here.
And why did the demon guy... Why did he show up at Lisa's house?
Because Elise was trying to help her, see? He was sending her a threatening message or whatever. How would the demon know what her husband looked like?
Yeah.
Motherfucker was raiding her photos and shit like that. He been jacking off to Elise. Perverted ass demon.
Well, she slept with She slept with the husband's sweater.
That was the creepiest shit to me. I was looking at that like, damn, bitch. I like the Elise character. I'm sorry. That was just, everything about her was just such bullshit. She goes to this restaurant, people, and she meets up with this, I forgot which guy he plays, but you see him in the second film. He kind of takes over for Elise.
He has the dice.
Okay, yeah, that dickhead. He has the dice, yeah.
Dickhead.
He shows up at this restaurant scene, and you know what his advice is to Elise when she says, I can't do this anymore?
Oh, don't
his
say
advice,
it.
His advice is, you're stronger than them. You can do it. Because you're alive. And then she says, you're right, I can do it. I'm just like, if you've been... Because she says in the movie plenty of times, she says like three times, I've been doing this for a very long time. If you've been doing this for a very long time, shouldn't you know that then already? I'm stronger than them because I'm alive.
Yeah.
She's like 90 fucking 6 years old in this fucking film talking about, I can't do this anymore. And then he just comes and says, you're stronger than them because you're alive. And she goes, you're right. I'm brave, whatever. And I was just looking at that like, either you're experienced or you're not. Now make up your goddamn mind.
Yeah, oh my god. She's in The Further. That demon lady from the first two attack her. Then Elise powers her and she says, come on, bitch.
Oh my. I remember when I had it, I said, yep, this is a comedy. I don't want to hear no more saying that this is the scariest shit. This is probably the funniest, saddest shit I've ever seen, because this is getting sadder and sadder. You know what's funny about Elise, though, is that, like, I'm not afraid of you, and yet every time she runs into this motherfucker, she's screaming like a little bitch down the road or whatever. Also, what's hilarious about that, too, is that she keeps going to see these dreams or this other reality or something like that. I don't know if you know, but we're kind of sensible people here at Movie Spoilers. We kind of think things out before we just do things.
Yeah.
If me or you were to go, if someone said we had the power to go to another dimension and confront this demon that might have been haunting one of our fellow Movie Spoiler hosts here, number one, we wouldn't do it anyway. We'd be like, let that motherfucker get taken and shit. I ain't going to this world. What the hell's wrong with you? P1, you're the only one that can save Wayne and this demon. I'd be like, shit. I guess Wayne's a dead nigga then. I ain't going to no other dimension. No fuck.
Nope.
But I can tell you this right now. The first question that come to my head, if that got told to me, what am I supposed to do against this demon once I go to his world?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie that's like, kind of similar like that. It's kind of like you're going to hell and you're fighting Satan.
Yeah, this bitch Elise became a dream warrior.
I was expecting dream warriors.
Dream warriors. soon as she did the, her Hulk stomp, ugh, I was waiting for her to go, Dream Warrior, man. Like, Dawkins was going to be in another room just playing or whatever. Don't want to leave. And then Freddie wakes up and go like, oh, who are those guys? And then she said, and then Lisa pops up and says, I'm a Lisa, bitch. And this man says, that would have been entertaining right there.
Uh-huh.
But you got to think here, it's just like, I'm going to go into their world and bring back, I don't even, see, this bitch was so bland, I don't even know her name, it's Quinn or something like that. Quinn. I'm gonna go in her world for the second time and bring her back, even though the first time I failed and nearly died. So, what are you going to bring this time to the table to protect yourself? My thought is, like, I'm going to bring a gun and shoot this motherfucker. If I see him in plain sight, I'm going to shoot his ass, alright, how about that?
That's why I was like, no, just do it.
Because apparently, this demon can feel pain because she cut him with a razor.
Yep. Which she thought was her husband.
How is that possible, Z?
I don't know.
So this demon has a body then, is what you're telling me.
Oh, we're not even done yet with this demon.
Demon's not trying to take over her body because he wants her dead. And then we find a bunch of other dead people in this demon's world just hanging out there. And you're going like, so what's this demon's motivation? This motherfucker just lonely?
That's what I thought so. They never said anything about it.
So he just wanted company then, what you tell me, Z.
I guess.
What was, like, because most people, when we see demon films, they always say the demon is trying to take this person's body to come to the real world to live and stuff like that. But no, this demon wasn't trying to do that because he took over the body, but he tried to kill the body.
Yeah, because she did like an evil dad, like Quinn turned into like the evil dad person.
And then tried to take a razor to, or not even a razor, a box cutter to her throat. And I'm going like, don't you need that body? I don't. I'm lost now. And then when you see the other people in this the demon's world, you're just going like, I don't get what his plan or his mission is now. And then that ending, you can't help but roll your goddamn eyes. You're just looking at this, especially when you just find out the demon. Not only he's just lonely, but the demon's a bitch.
Yeah, he gets his little face mask rip off, and that beats him. That kills him.
Not well, even before that, though, Z, he just wanted a hug.
Yeah.
This motherfucker just wanted a hug throughout the movie, whatever. Like, he just had to. Like, that's why every time he walked towards Elise and she kept shoving him, he kept coming back pissed because he was just like, bitch, I just wanted to hug you. And you pushing me and shit like this. Come on now, hug me. Let's hug it out. Hug for love, you know? Come on now. In this movie, you see Elise, she makes it back to the real world and they're telling Quinn, fight him, she's the most blandest fucking girl I've ever seen. And then Quinn is just being held by this demon as he just caresses her hair. He's like Jesse Eisenberg from fucking Zombieland, just wanted to pull a girl's hair back behind her ears and shit like that. That's what this demon was doing to her. I'm just standing there looking like, wow, this scene is very long right here.
Yeah, it was way too long.
And then, like you said, you just pulls the mask off and this demon just dies. And you just go like, okay. Alrighty then.
Oh, and then the mom.
And then the mom, just, what in the hell was that, Z?
They needed closure for the original story.
Okay, I've had a lot of family members that I was close to die, and I gotta say, watching all these demon possession movies and stuff like that, I never once ran to a psychic to ask my dead family member, questions or tell them goodbye or stuff like that, because that's just weird. People die. That's what they do. You feel sorry for you're sad at the moment, but it's one of those things you gotta learn just to get over with.
Uh-huh, you're right.
You can't wallow in misery and beat yourself up out of it and be wishing you were dead. That's just like, what the fuck? Well, that person wouldn't want that, number one. Number two, when you get so desperate to just want, like, what questions would you have to ask this person? Like, I was going to say this, but if a close one of me was right now to die or something like that, I don't have questions for him. More just like saying, wow, I wish I could spend more time with that person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what questions did this little girl have to ask her mom.
Why'd you die?
She did ask that too, and I looked at her and was just like, bitch.
She had cancer.
What do you mean, why she died? I don't think this girl knew how cancer worked in this room.
I don't think so.
Because
the mom saves her from the entity, which was
Nosy, not the mom saved her, but you remember, Aunt Jemima, Cicely Tyson saved her.
Oh yeah, that's right. That is right.
Some straight up bullshit people. At least she's like touching her head like she met Professor Xavier, and she's just going like, the book, right here, this, you're right, Elise, I mean, Quinn, your mother was trying to reach you, get to her, please, I forgot this girl, this woman's name, whatever her fucking name was, Lilith, yeah, it was Lilith, please, help your daughter, and then all of a sudden, Lilith shows up, and I'm just like, how come she wasn't showing up earlier?
I know, she's a bitch.
Thank you. Yes. It's like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you just spent 2 hours watching this film? The beginning of it opens with her daughter trying to talk to her mom. Her mom don't show up, but this other demon shows up, and now her mom wants to come and save her. Her mom's a fucking bitch, dude.
It's like the mom went out for takeout.
Exactly. I'm just like, oh shit, my time to shine right now. My daughter's in trouble. Where was your daughter at when she was cutting herself, got ran over by that car?
Yeah.
I'm just saying now. And what was her special touch? She just touched her. And I was like, that ending felt like the ending of Mama, people, if you remember that film.
Why do you got to bring that up?
When that girl just turned into butterflies and flew away, and I was just like, what in the fuck?
Why do you gotta bring that one up?
Man, I was like, these ghost horror films, man, they turned it into some, like, fantasy shit almost now.
Is it fantasy? I mean, yeah, it is, but it's... Fantasy's supposed to be interesting. This ain't interesting to us.
Because they got human beings that can, like, just randomly do astral projection and shit like that to other dudes. I'm surprised he didn't just look at her and go like, and just snap his fingers at Eliza and go like, and when she woke up and be like, what the, you can fucking go in other dimensions and shit like that. And it was even more ridiculous when she said it in the first one. She was just like, Patrick Wilson, you can do it too. Close your eyes. You'll be there. You've been doing it all your life. You just don't even know it yet, but close your eyes. You'll be there. And he does it, and all of a sudden he's there. I'm just like, this is bullshit now.
Yeah, it's like the...
his eyes. For almost a damn near whole adulthood, that ain't never once happened. All of a sudden, you told him he could do it, and he needs to fucking do it now.
Yeah, it's like, the dad's like, just know her every day. Like, it's like, nothing surprising him.
I know, right? I like that, not once, none of these people, Lynn Shay, she's like the only one who has like a believable face that she's looking at a demon or something like that. Everybody else is just like, my daughter or whatever, something like that. It's just like, yeah, fuck your daughter right now. There's a demon after her ass. I don't know if it's just maybe because the demon wasn't intimidating at all. It looked like a punk bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, if this thing showed up next to you, Z, you'd probably be like, dude, close your mouth, you fresh thing.
Wait. Did the dad see the entity? Because you remember, he followed him upstairs, and he jumped out the window.
Yeah.
Did he see him?
I don't know what that was. I thought it was just like another body or some shit like that. I didn't know what the hell that was.
Because they saw, remember they saw the footprints?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had tar or, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I thought all these jump scares, I thought they were all cheap. I'm not going to lie.
You can call them at like every step of the way. They were so predictable.
Somebody was telling me that this franchise has some of the best scares and stuff like that. All three of them. I was just like, personally, they look like any act. What makes this different from any other movie y'all call bullshit on that I've seen these for? I mean, they're the same damn jump scares you see in every other fucking movie. It's like, it's the same thing. Like you said, you can call them from a mile away. You know why you can call them? It's because they crank that music up every time you know something's about to happen.
Yeah, it's like, it's a real, I want to say paint by numbers.
It's pretty much a cliche these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially the one cliche where, kind of like the window scene where, like, you turn your head for a moment and you point a flashlight somewhere and you see nothing, and then that music just dies down, and then you turn around and then it's there. It's like, yeah, this movie had a lot of those. It had a lot of the music cues and shit like that. It was like, I don't see why people really like this franchise. I was like, I really don't get this at all.
This is probably the most confusing franchise out of any horror franchise I've seen. It's because three movies in, you still don't know what the fuck's going on.
And yet people still like them, too. Even that second one, I've heard people give passes to. Man, Leo gave a pass to it. Yeah, it's crappy, but still kind of got moments in it. So I'll give it a little stress. It's like, what?
And then you go to the very, very last of the movie. The dog's barking, she sees something in there, she's looking, and then all of a sudden that demon creature from the first one pops up.
That transvestite Darth Maul pops up. Bruce Jenner pops up, people, and there you go.
And so I'm like, okay.
So you mean to tell me she knew that about this demon too? That's some bullshit now. Now I'm just like, okay.
It's like they're making her relevant.
Y'all just making shit up as y'all go. Y'all didn't have none of this planned out. I didn't think y'all expected to make this much money. This one, I'm assuming that these movies are getting cheaper and cheaper. I mean, the first one cost $1 million. I would say the Darth Maul creature, even though he looked like shit, he probably had the best special effects out of all these demons we've seen in all three of these films. So this movie got to be cheap as shit. I would be shocked if this cost a lot of money.
1.5.
This costs 0.5 more than the first one. That's some bullshit right there.
It's not the marketing.
That's the damn sure it ain't the marketing.
Because I literally have not seen one TV commercial for this movie.
It's not the actors. Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne are way bigger actors than anybody else in this whole franchise.
Dermot Mulroney, he'll work for a fucking cupcake right now.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can't remember the last time I seen this motherfucker in something. So. I don't get what the 0.5, maybe Elise, remember her paycheck went up. I don't know, shit.
Yeah, god damn.
Well, see, let's get enough. Is there anything else you gotta say about this piece of shit before we get the final boss?
This movie is without a doubt the worst one out of three.
Oh, damn. I know you didn't like that second one. Shit.
It's because this one. You're supposed to go to a prequel, correct? You're supposed to tell a story about these entities and demons and all this shit. What did we learn? Nothing.
Actually, you bring up a good point. I didn't even think about that, to be honest. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you get this little backstory about Eliza, or Elise, or whatever fuck her name, Elise, like her about her husband, but you like, I don't play into either the two movies that she was in. So I was like, what was the point of that now?
No, the only thing we got was the demon at the very end, and that they said, oh, here's Patrick Wilson's character. He's 30-something, he's got a son of his own. I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, I already saw that movie, so you need to give me something else more than just, okay, here's Patrick Wilson. I was like, that's not enough right now.
He's doing better. No, he's not. He's not doing better things.
That's a damn good point. You're right, Bob. Prequels are supposed to teach you something about the franchise. Yeah. And I didn't learn a goddamn thing about nothing in here.
No. Then acting was bland. I mean, this Lin Shaye might be the best thing about the series.
Yeah, probably.
But she's no name. You ask 20 people on the street, no one's going to know who the fuck she is.
Don't give a shit about her character neither in these films.
You don't.
I mean, in the first one, the second one, did you really care? I mean, the first one, I thought she was a joke. I'm not gonna lie. She showed up with the Ghostbusters and shit like that. You just looking at that like, okay. And then the second one, it was giving me a hard time to figure out, like, how is this bitch alive still?
Yeah, and then the third one, it's how they started.
And it's just like, but her background really ain't that interesting. It's like, okay, she doesn't want to do it because this demon threatened to kill her. Well, then maybe you should have showed me that whole thing. Maybe that would have been a little bit more interesting than just actually talking about it as much as she did. Because I don't know about you, but I never once feared for her safety.
No. It's because she was the star. Because we know what happens. Because this is a prequel. She doesn't die.
Yeah. Even though she does, she keeps coming back. So it's like, you know, she's damn near a Marvel character at this point. She's like a comic book character. They don't fucking die.
Yeah, so this movie gets an absolute fuck it.
Is it a waste of your time?
Yeah, and then it's Blumhouse, man. Like, you know for a fact when you go to one of their movies, you're gonna get all their trailers for their movies.
Didn't they do The Purge?
They did The Purge.
No, I remember how that broke your heart.
Yeah, we both agreed that they failed execution both times.
Yeah, they really did, actually. This is like, and you know why? Because it was another cheap-ass fucking film. Put some money into that shit, and then you can explore these other worlds.
Yeah, like, Blumhouse, if you look at their history, they're all the same shit. Insidious.
All the films look alike, too.
Yeah, Paranormal, Sinister, Dark Skies, Oculus.
Oh, shit, was Dark Skies there, too?
Yeah, the Ouija board movie.
Oh, shit, that was there, too?
Yeah. And they got that Gallows movie coming out next month, which, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the whole movie.
God damn, dude. I didn't know a lot of these horror movies. Man, I saw all these movies. I was like, man, that's all there is?
That's Dark all.
Skies was some dog shit.
Blumhouse is terrible. Like, they did Unfriended.
Did they do Unfriended?
Yes, they did.
God damn, dude. So, pretty much any horror film, they've done it.
Lately, they look like they're like the new, I want to say New Line Cinema? Remember New Line did all the horror movies and stuff?
Yeah, I guess the only difference between them is they know how to keep their budget under $5 million.
Yeah.
You know, these movies probably would be better if they went their budget over $5 million. The problem with The Purge was they stayed in one area. You market it as if it's going to be a worldwide thing, and yet they stayed in this household. Problem with this movie here, you're talking about it's the prequel. We're going to explore these dimensions and stuff like that. We're going to take you back to the beginning of this stuff, how it all started, and yet you learn nothing about it. You just visit it, pretty much, you damn near just watch the first movie over, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if they kept the entire movie in the further, or whatever the fuck it was called, I think I would have been okay with that, because it's telling you something more about this dimension. I'm not gonna say I would have gave it a higher than a fuck it, because it was gonna fuck it regardless. This was getting a fuck it the second I paid for the ticket. What? You'll know. It's a fuck it.
You know, the thing about, you know, any other movie, I probably would agree with you, but we've been to the further for this one, the second one, and the first one now, and I gotta say, the further looks boring as shit.
Yeah, it's just what? Smoke?
Just smoke.
Blue lighting.
And a blue lighting, whatever. This might as well be a darker side of Tron Legacy.
Oh my god.
I was just waiting for Daft Punk to play the grid in this bitch, whatever, and then you see Jeff Bridges show up with his Messiah type light, and he just touches the ground, and it just moves, and everybody just slows in slow motion. So I was just like, the grid. I got out, kid. I did. Bow down. That would have been awesome now. This would have been a high C had that happened. I was like, holy shit. Which one, the grid? But the further is a boring ass place, man. It's nothing spectacular about it all.
No, I think the further in the first one had more than this one. It's like, it kind of like dumbed it down, this one.
This one was just a goddamn apartment complex.
Yeah.
The further is just pretty much, basically, you're looking at the opposite side of what the room you're in. It just, you can be a bright and sunny day, you go into the further, it's going to be dark, and everything going to be on the opposite side. You're like, oh, wow, okay, well, this makes things confusing here. Oh, right. By the way, there's a demon right there. Okay, well, yeah, this is getting a fucking for me, too. This is, I honestly feel like I wasted my time. My time was wasted more than some. And then, like you said, we're three movies into this shit, and it's still to the point where I just don't give a fuck about none of these characters. They keep crowbarring Elise in there and trying to give her a story, but it's only like tidbits to where it's like not even really a story. It's not even a story arc or anything like this. You just like, this is just trying to kill time here. They're just throwing stuff in here, and it was like, oh, well, people like Elise from the first two. Let's just put in here. And
no, who fucking liked her? She somehow somehow wound up alive in the second one.
Exactly. And then it was like, oh, let's give her some sappy-ass crowbar story of just, like, she had a man or some shit like that. And I'm just like, all right, man, I'm done. And she's been doing this for years. And she keeps saying that. That word kept pissing me off. And I don't even know why. Every time she kept saying, I have a gift. I need to use it. It's like, bitch, this is not a gift at all. This is a fucking coincidence. This is nothing all but... This is like... Imagine every time she said gift in here, people, this is like a religious person telling you God came down and spoke to me.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. It was one of those, whatever. It was just like, you're not special, Elise. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Stop putting yourself on this pedestal as if you're better than everyone or something like this. Just because you can visit some fucking dimension or whatever. Which, by the way, why the fuck would you want to visit that dimension anyway?
Yeah, and what'd she tell Quinn, don't call for the dead because all the dead can hear you.
Exactly. And then what this old douchebag tells her, you've helped a lot of families. And they keep showing her the same fucking pictures of one family. I'm just like, yeah, she sure did help a lot of families. I keep seeing the same fucking photos over.
Well, if she helped a lot of families, we wouldn't have had a first movie and a second movie.
Helped a lot of fucking families. They're trying to make this shit seem like it's worldwide. I helped a lot of families. You in city. Now I'm north pissed now. This is a high fuck it.
Yeah, this is extremely high fuck it.
Yeah, fuck this movie. Fuck you. What's his old bitch name? Lynn Shay. Fuck you. Patrick Willie wasn't even in the movie, but fuck you. Fuck Morgan Freeman. Cicely Tyson. Or whoever. That old black lady. She looked like that bitch off the buttermilk syrup.
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima, yeah, there you go. Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben from the rice box. That's who that was.
Well, they shoehorned so many characters in here, and they dropped them like it was nothing. The best friend, she was gone.
Somebody, Rotten Tomatoes quote me or whatever. Uncle Ben and Cicely Tyson, whatever. Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben was crowbarred from the movie.
If I see that in Rotten Tomatoes, I'm going to freaking laugh. I'm gonna like, you did not come up with that yourself.
You stole that. You stole that from MovieSpool.com.
No, but seriously, fuck this movie. Fuck this entire franchise. Seriously.
Oh, I'm about to continue. So get ready for some more.
At least they didn't say this is the scariest movie imaginable. At least they didn't say that. That's a plus.
We ain't heard that yet, so we ain't heard the feedback yet from this. Something's
trying to kill her. I'm going to have to go to where it lives.
Now I know I am.
Give her back. It's feeding on her soul.
What's happening? Is she dying?
Yes.
This world is your home.
If we don't hurry, it's going to get her.
Bring her back! You said you could bring her back!
Yeah,
Quinn.
I'll be waiting in the dark when the pain finally kills you.
No!